Hello.
Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you?
Hey, Benita. My name is Jess. I was wondering if you could give me a status update on my install order.
Okay. May I have your phone number with air code first?
Yes, ma'am. 678.
Uh-huh.
612-9503.
And you're scheduled today?
We were scheduled between 9 and 11. This is their fourth attempt to come, or something has gone wrong in the scheduling. And we have done this according to how you all asked four times, and nobody came between 9 and 11 today. Would you like my number?
Okay, you did say 678-612-9503.
Yeah, that's my phone number, but I have an install number.
Okay. Do you have the 07 number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is that?
072. D is in David.
Okay,
5.
2. Okay, 5. Okay, what comes after 5?
F as in Frank. F as in Frank and B as in boy. So it's 072D5FFB.
And the name?
The name is Keith or Jessica Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y.
Okay, yeah, your time frame was, they're just running behind.
Okay. But you see it on the schedule.
Uh-huh.
That is awesome. My husband called last night, and it went from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. to 9 to 11 that they thought they could get here by. But if they're just running behind.
Bear with me just one moment.
Yeah.
Well, I got on here. You called earlier.
My husband might have called earlier.
No,
today,
that was yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. We called last night to confirm.
Okay, but in here for a dishwasher?
Yes, ma'am.
It's in cancel status.
Boy, I'm so sorry to hear that. This is the fourth time we've tried to do this.
Let me see who canceled it. But, I mean, this don't make sense.
No, nothing's made sense. I'm so glad that we're on the same page there.
Because yesterday you confirmed that they will be there today.
Yes, ma'am. Can I give you a little history?
Yes,
ma'am. This might help you. So,
yeah, because I'm not understanding this order.
Sure, let me try. This was purchased probably 3 weeks ago, and our first scheduled install was the June 5th. The truck broke down that day. They called us, and then they said to call back and schedule. I scheduled for Wednesday, June 9th. They came on Tuesday, the 8th. Obviously, there was nobody here because we work. And my husband called again. And we were rescheduled for Saturday the 12th today between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. Last night, Friday the 11th, he decided to call and just confirm that, again, we are on the schedule so that we make sure we're here. And we were told that there was a new time of arrival between 9 and 11. So what I'm thinking, if you're reading a cancellation, it might have been from the Tuesday, the 8th, that we had verbally called you all and had scheduled on the 9th. And they probably called us, you know, before they came. And, of course, we canceled on Tuesday the 8th because we're both in our jobs. That's why it was scheduled on Wednesday the 9th. So I think that could be where any type of a cancellation
yeah. On the 8th, I do see here that you call back to reschedule for today, the 12th.
Yes, that's right. And as far as you can see, that has now been canceled.
Yeah, but I don't understand because whenever who you talked to last night told you it was still on.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not understanding this.
So what would you suggest we do at this time? Because obviously, as you can imagine, we've had to rearrange things three times to try to be here to receive this appliance. It's not your fault, obviously, but I could sure use your guidance on how to move forward reliably.
Let me try to call the installer's office, but because I'm not understanding this.
Right. Well, I'm certain that something has, the wires are crossed somewhere. But your help would be very appreciated. And I know, again, this is not your fault. I'm not going to be the crazy customer service person that gives you guys a headache.
No,
I just need guidance.
I understand, yeah, because it doesn't make sense to me. Bear with me just one moment.
Sure.